Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 64 at 22,268. It's a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Yeah, you hit a record yesterday, you're up today. Well, that's another record. Whenever there is a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, there is a celebration at the Money Radio Megaplex in beautiful uptown Scottsdale. The Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room of the studios. It's across the window there. There's a window partition between the talk studio and the control room. Staff is gathering in the control room. And we have James, Josh, Wes, and Drew. Good to see you. Where's everybody else? Doreen and Renee. Sales department. It's Friday. So how's the golf? Okay. Yeah, well, good golfing weather, I would say. Sure. That works. Doreen is here, and she has been passing out the candles. We have a candlelight procession. Following the lighting of the candles, the Money Radio staff will proceed down the hallway to the Money Radio Bistro. Today, a lovely concoction of confectionaries, including snickerdoodles, pecan sandies, chocolate chip, of course, and there are even donuts. So, milk, cookies, and donuts. And coffee if you want, because, you know, you get on a sugar buzz like that, and next thing you know, you're crashing. There they go. They're gone. Down the hallway to the Money Radio Bistro, also known as the Break Room, to enjoy milk and cookies and donuts. Dow Industrials up 64 at 22,268. It's been a good week. S&P 500 up 4 to close at 2,500. First time ever that the S&P 500 has closed above 2,500. NASDAQ Composite up 19 at 6,448. The NASDAQ hit a record high intraday, but then trended down to miss a record close. Russell 2000, small and mid caps, up 6 at 1431. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note up just a fraction, call it 2.2%. Oil down 6 cents at $49.83 per barrel. Gold down $9.80 at $13.20 per ounce. So, the Dow Industrials posted their fourth consecutive record-high close. The S&P 500, first time above 2,500, up 12% since the start of the year. The Dow gained 2.2% for the week, best weekly gain since December 9th. The S&P 500 up about 1.5% for the week, and the NASDAQ registered a weekly advance of 1.4%. This is a good week. That's just outstanding there. Exactly 9 years ago today, September 15th, 2008, Lehman Brothers became the largest bankruptcy in U.S. history. For the second time in less than a month, Pyongyang has fired a ballistic missile that flew over Japan, prompting the UN Security Council to call an emergency meeting today. Arms race. South Korea responded by conducting live fire drills that mimicked attacking Pyongyang's launch site and completed its own ballistic missile test into the sea. Wall Street seems inured, nonplussed. Whatever you want, they just don't seem to care. Prime Minister Theresa May announced the UK terror threat level has been raised to critical, its highest level. Police hunt for a suspect who set off an improvised bomb on a packed London commuter train. At least 22 people were injured in that blast. Brazilian President Michel Temer has been charged with obstruction of justice and racketeering related to the plea bargain testimony by executives at JBS, the world's largest meat packer. It will now be up to the lower house of Congress to vote on whether or not the president should stand trial before the Supreme Court. Retail sales dropped 0.2% last month after a 0.3% gain in July. It was the biggest one-month decline since a 0.2% decline back in February. Auto sales down 1.6% in August, most in 7 months. Excluding autos and gas, which tend to be volatile from month to month, sales dipped 0.1% in August after having risen 0.5% in July. Sales rose last month at general merchandise stores, a category that includes the big box retailers, Target, Walmart, etc., Costco. For August, gasoline sales were up 2.5%. Now, that's the biggest jump since last December. We weren't buying more gasoline, just paying more for it. Non-store retail spending dropped 1.1% in August. That follows a 1.6% gain in July. This is the category that includes internet purchases. You'll recall that Amazon Prime Day was July 11th, so it looks like shoppers bought the deals on Prime Day, then they took a break. Industrial production in the U.S. fell 0.9% in August. That's the biggest drop in 8 years. Hurricane Harvey knocked numerous oil refining, plastics, and chemical factories out of business for a time. Many of those factories are based in the Gulf Coast region where Harvey hit. Federal Reserve said the weather and flooding was responsible for almost all of the loss in the industrial production report. Oracle shares had their roughest day in more than 4 years following the company's earnings report, and the kicker is that the earnings were better than expected, top line and bottom line. Problem was worse than expected outlook for the coming quarter. Oracle shares dropped 7.7%. Amazon Web Services, the cloud computing unit of Amazon, has a new market for its analytics and storage services. This week, the U.S. Defense Department granted the company a provisional authorization to host Impact Level 5 workloads. That's the military and Pentagon's most sensitive unclassified information. Only two other companies, IBM and Microsoft, are able to store that material. Equifax said two of its senior executives are leaving. The firm's chief information and chief security officers are retiring immediately. Equifax chief security officer Susan Malden has a bachelor's degree and a master of fine arts degree in music composition. Her LinkedIn professional profile lists no education related to technology or security. Not to say that she couldn't learn it, but this is the person who was in charge of keeping your personal and financial data safe and whose apparent failings have put 143 million of us at risk for identity theft and fraud. The credit reporting industry behaves as a governor of our credit relations, reputations, and identities. In the late 1960s and early 70s, Congress recognized the power embedded in data is a political matter and created a regulatory regime for these bureaus. What we're seeing now is that this regulatory regime is inadequate, and the regulators, Federal Trade Commission, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, are weak. So the credit reporting regime to which we've entrusted our identities and our commercial lives remains opaque and vulnerable to abuse. Senator Elizabeth Warren has begun an investigation into Equifax's massive data breach. Along with other senators, introduced a bill to allow consumers to freeze their credit for free. Of course, the Equifax website has been frozen as well. But in theory, anyway, a credit freeze restricts access to an individual's credit report, which prevents thieves from applying for credit using another person's information. Connecticut Attorney General George Jepson and more than 30 others in a state group investigating the breach said that while Equifax has agreed to give free credit monitoring to hacked victims, they have had to ask Equifax to stop collecting any money to monitor or freeze credit. Airline seats are too small. And the problem is not that it is uncomfortable. That's a problem. But the problem is it's dangerous. This summer, a federal court ordered the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, to look into shrinking seat sizes in coach on airline carriers and determine its effect on passenger safety. In the court case, a judge called the situation a plausible life and death safety concern. The FAA requires that an airplane, regardless of its size, be able to be evacuated in 90 seconds or less, with at least half of the exits blocked. Besides limiting egress, another concern of tight airplane seats is the risk of head trauma in the event of a crash or hard landing. The space between rows has shrunk from 35 inches to between 28 and 31 inches. Department of Transportation requires at least 35 inches for flight attendants, but no airline offers any more than 32 inches for passengers. The FAA has until December 28th to respond to the court's ruling. You might consider taking the train instead. Amtrak has launched a new advertising campaign focused heavily on why so many airlines have been despised for so long by so many. From free Wi-Fi to the absence of middle seats to the two bags you can check in for free, Amtrak pitching itself as a more comfortable, civilized travel alternative to an airline. A coach seat on a train is more comfortable than a first-class seat on a domestic flight. The Yellow Pages will be ceasing its 50-year print run January 2019. Launched in 1966, the Yellow Pages is perhaps the best-known classified business directory. The most recent version stretches from abattoirs to yoga, covering everything from taxidermist to graffiti removal. Inevitably, the rise of the Internet has led to a dwindling interest in artifacts of a slower age. The comparative slimness of the recent editions, testament to this, and the book is getting smaller with each passing year. The only question, what will you use as a doorstop now? Check Google for some ideas. Dow Industrial's up 64 at 22,268. S&P 500 up 4 at 2,500 records for both the Dow and the S&P 500. NASDAQ up 19 at 6,448. Solid week on Wall Street. As always, we invite you to follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio. And the daily blog is eatthebankers.com. Text, audio, and much more at eatthebankers.com.